Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
One of the most important things that can come from a program like Pro-Life Perspective is the opportunity to dialogue with you about what you're doing in your local areas to promote respect for human life. It gives us a chance to learn from each other as we continue this work that is so vital for millions of lives, born and unborn. As part of that effort, I would like to dedicate today's show to listener questions and answers. I encourage you to join the conversation by emailing me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. I want to make Pro-Life Perspective a place where you can not only get the latest in pro-life news and information, but a place you can turn with your own questions and ideas so that we can learn from each other. Recently, we received an email from Kim in Newmarket, Maryland. Kim wrote, "Dear Carol, I was recently talking to my mom's group here in Maryland about my pro-life views. One of the questions that came up was when the battle against abortion in America started. I wasn't able to give them a definitive answer. Also, when was National Right to Life started? Thank you, Kim, for your dedication to the cause of life and for your question. It couldn't have arrived at a more opportune time because starting next week, we'll be airing a 10-part series called Abortion in America, which will examine in some detail the major milestones of the pro-life movement in America. If you're not able to tune in, we'll be making the entire series available at prolifeperspective.com. To answer your question in brief, we actually need to go back to 1959. This is the year that the American Law Institute, or ALI for short, developed and proposed what it called a model penal code for state abortion laws. The code advocated legalizing abortion for reasons that included the mental or physical health of the mother, pregnancy that was due to rape and incest, and fetal deformity. Pro-abortion forces went to work lobbying state legislatures to enact the ALI model law in several states. Among those they targeted included Colorado, Virginia, Hawaii, Illinois, and New York. Their efforts were largely unsuccessful until 1967, when the ALI model law passed in Colorado and was signed by Governor John A. Love, making Colorado the first state to allow abortion in cases of permanent mental or physical disability of either the child or mother, or in cases of rape or incest. Pro-abortion forces attempted to pass the ALI law in Virginia in 1967, but a group of concerned citizens had come together to form a steering committee to defeat those efforts. They called themselves the Virginia Society for Human Life, and they were the first state pro-life organization in the country. Not hindered by their defeat in Virginia, pro-abortion forces went on the attack in 1968. Not hindered by their defeat in Virginia, pro-abortion forces went on the attack in 1968. But this time, they were met by a number of state right-to-life groups, which had been formed including groups in New York and Minnesota. It quickly became apparent that there was a need for an umbrella organization, and in 1968, the National Right-to-Life Committee was formed to bring state right-to-life leaders together and coordinate information and strategy sharing among the state organizations. It published a monthly newsletter and sent regular mailings with updates to state and local pro-life leaders. From those humble beginnings, National Right to Life has grown to include a network of 50 state affiliates and more than 3,000 local chapters. We are both the oldest and the largest national single-issue pro-life organization in the country. You can find out more about our work at nrlc.org. Thank you again, Kim, for your question and your dedication to our great cause. If you have a question you'd like answered or an idea that you'd like to share, email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com. Again, that's carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.